From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As Super Tuesday looms, a deadline has arrived. Reports have just been filed for the candidates' fundraising and spending, and that's giving us a glimpse of how the narrowing field is changing the money chase. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
The real jaw-dropper isn't in the 2007 year-end reports, which were due last night. It's the news that Democrat Barack Obama raked in at least $32 million since the end of 2007, just in the month of January. That is not a record. John Kerry collected $44 million in March of 2004. But then Kerry had just clinched the nomination. Obama and Hillary Clinton are still duking it out.
This may be Obama's secret weapon, his advantage, one of his advantages over Hillary Clinton.
Sheila Krumholz is director of the Center for Responsive Politics, which analyzes political money. Clinton and Obama finished 2007 just about tied in terms of dollars. Clinton's campaign hasn't said what her January numbers look like, but Krumholz says Obama has an edge three different ways.
More money available for the primaries that he can use now, more donors, period, and a smaller proportion of donors who've maxed out, so he can keep trying to squeeze money out of them.
Republican fundraising has not been nearly so robust, so the candidates have had to fall back on other resources. John McCain got through the fourth quarter only by borrowing on a line of credit. And to reassure the bank, the 71-year-old candidate had to buy a new life insurance policy. Mitt Romney lent his campaign $18 million, twice as much as donors gave him. The former venture capitalist has now invested at least $35 million of his own and probably a lot more. But Ron Paul, the libertarian outsider in the Republican race, raised $20 million in quarter four.
So he was the top Republican fundraiser, if you do not count Romney's self-funding.
The most regrettable record belongs to Rudolph Giuliani. Not even counting January, Giuliani's campaign spent close to $50 million, for which he won a single delegate. Even adjusting for inflation, no other candidate has ever spent so much for so little. Giuliani dropped out this week. So did Democrat John Edwards. Now their big fundraisers, or bundlers, are being courted by the remaining candidates. Tucson, Arizona lawyer Elliot Glicksman said he looked at his computer Wednesday afternoon.
And I get an email from Lawyers for Obama saying with the withdrawal today of Edwards, Lawyers for Obama wanted to shoot you a quick email as we thought some of you might now be turning to Barack.
Have you heard anything from the Clinton campaign?
No, I have not been contacted by the Clinton campaign.
Another Edwards bundler in Arizona, Clegg Van Slyke III, says some of Edwards' old fundraisers from 2004 switched to Clinton last year.
But my sense is that most all the folks who stayed loyal to Edwards are now transitioning to Obama.
This even though Edwards has yet to endorse anyone. Giuliani did give an endorsement to John McCain, and that seems to have nudged Giuliani's bundlers toward McCain. Baron Thomas is a Scottsdale developer and a veteran GOP fundraiser. He says he's probably going with McCain. Right now, he's spending a lot of time on the phone with the donors he solicits, working to bring them along with him.
And I'm going to be having different lunches and things like that so we can kind of, you know, stay glued together as a family and continue forward. And I can answer questions and, you know, we can explore the pros and cons of each candidate.
Because even after Super Tuesday, the spring and summer campaigning can be just as costly as what's already gone by. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.